Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this January 12th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in Ashley Henson. She is with Special Olympics, going to talk a little bit with her about the organization and about the Polar Plunge coming up. Right now, one of our favorite people to talk to, Catherine Eckhart, Director of Macmillan Memorial Library. Catherine, good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, James. It's always such a pleasure to be on.
We really enjoy talking with you. And I have to apologize to start off with. Catherine, I don't know if your ears were really, really on fire yesterday, if they were burning a lot. But I was talking with my mom, one of your biggest fans, and I told her you were going to be on the air with us. And she just got so happy. It was talking about you a mile a minute for like a good 20 minutes. So
I know. You got to give my love to your mama.
Will do. Will do. Thank you so much for being with us. And I actually, if you don't mind, I'd like to start with this coming Monday. You guys got something fun going on over there.
Yes, actually. So we are closed to the public. Every so often we do close for an all-day staff training because, you know, the library staff is our biggest resource at the library. It's one of the one place you can kind of walk in as a patron with any sort of question, and hopefully my staff will either be able to answer it or get you on the right path. So that obviously takes some training and some learning. So we're going to take the day as a team to learn about some new things and get trained so we can help our community in even more ways.
Yeah, Catherine, I say fun because I know that when you guys have done these kind of things, that the staff, yourself, you love learning. That's a big part of why you're in this industry and why you love doing what you do. And also seems like a real chemistry builder, a team building kind of a idea as well.
Exactly. Because, you know, we're open from, you know, 9 to 8 p.m. Often our staff don't get to see each other on a regular basis. So it's just a nice day where we can kind of reconnect, figure out what we need to, you know, plan for, what we're hearing about from our patrons, what we want to learn about. And I'm really excited. I love hanging out with the team. So it is going to be fun. You're right, James.
And, you know, these kind of days, while we're going to miss you on Monday, of course, we know how that doing this makes all of us better. It makes our library better, makes the staff better, which makes our community better.
Exactly. Mm. And I'm hoping that we can kind of set the example for our community, right? Mm-hmm. Lifelong learning is essential to being a well-rounded human being on this planet.
Well said. I know that Tabletop Game Gathering was scheduled to go on tomorrow at 10 a.m. Yes. at the All-Purpose Room. Yes. Any update on that? Is that still going on? Or it's kind of it's Wisconsin. It's a hit or miss. We're going to have to wait and see kind of thing.
It's still going on. I'm hoping that we are open tomorrow as long as it's safe for our community. But yeah, the Tabletop Gather game is so fun. You can bring your own games, or the library has lots of games as well. And you just kind of get to hang out with some other humans that like to play games. Basically, it's an all-ages event. So
yeah,
everybody's welcome.
I've heard a lot of great things about this, and one of the things that I think is kind of cool about it is how much people have gotten back into board games. Like, it happened some years back, but it stayed very steady. People just really love board games. They love the camaraderie and the opportunities to play it, especially with other people.
Yeah, completely. And it's just, kind of a return to simpler times, right? Mm-hmm. Games are so fun.
Yeah. The studio at Macmillan open Fridays 10 to 5. I was going to check, see if that is open today or not. And how is that going? Because I know that you and I are big fans of that studio.
We are. So, yes, on Fridays during the day, and actually some Saturdays now, if you have a project that you need to be working on, if you've been badged in different equipment in the studio, you can come into the library and kind of open make. And that's been going really well. We have people that are coming in that have completed like the woodworking classes, doing like incredible whittling, James. We have people that are badged on the Glowforge, which is like a fancy laser cutter, that are doing really cool things. Starting in January, you can now on Monday evenings get badged on the 3D printer, because I know a lot of people have been excited about that. Mm-hmm. So basically, if you want to get involved and do some cool things at the makerspace, you can get badged on certain equipment. We're not just going to throw you into the deep end, but you'll sign up to be kind of like a little class, And then once you've been badged, you can kind of come and go during those make and take hours, and work on the projects that you'd like to.
It's a fun one, and we appreciate you guys having something like that there. Catherine, I want to get to what you want to talk about, but I really want to make sure that we talked about this. Reconnecting with our foods and seeding the future with yes. Jessica Greendeer, that is coming up Thursday, yes. January 25th. This is a wonderful guest.
Yes, we are so excited. So, yes, everybody should come. We are so excited to have Jessica come and really talk about, you know, how we as human beings can impact our future, but also our daily lives with organic farming, keeping seeds, and like how seeds can carry history,
yeah,
which is just like such a fascinating concept, James.
It's a really interesting conversation. She is incredibly good at not only her field, but she's a great speaker. She's very engaging. I've seen a bit of her work and a really, really great brain. I mean, just an incredibly intelligent human being. And on a topic that is very noteworthy nowadays, lots of people not only wanting to do more of this, and we've seen the rise of foragers and a lot of that, but almost everybody nowadays, even if they don't do those kind of things, Catherine, they everybody looks at what's in their food nowadays. What are the ingredients? What's going on in there? And want to know more about that. We've come to an age where we do want to know how the sausage is made. we do want to know those things. Jessica does a great job of explaining some of that, also, along with some great history and plenty more there. She's a wonderful speaker.
Yes. So, yeah, it's in our Fine Arts Center, so the big movie setup. So we have plenty of seats. We're hoping everybody can come on down. And if this is something our community would like to see more of, we're thinking about, I'm thinking about, wouldn't it be cool to start a seed library, James?
Ooh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Oh, that is a great idea.
Yeah, so again, you know, we want to make sure it's something that our community is interested. So if that's something our listeners would be interested in, let us know. Because, just like you were saying, I think this is becoming more and more important to people just in their daily lives.
We are going to get that information of how you can reach Catherine and her team before we wrap up. But before I kind of take my hands off the wheel, let you take over the show. I did want to note one thing that I've noticed, and I've been waiting for the opportunity for us to talk again to be able to share this with you, Catherine. I have so many different community members come on the air during this show or during the morning shows, and whether it is one of them or my mother, people have been very, very appreciative and have noticed the work that you have done, and you and your team, certainly, not just yourself, but everything starts from somewhere, and it's got to start at the top. And the work that you have done here, the impact you have made, while you haven't been here that long, it has been very noticeable from the community. You are appreciated.
Thank you, James. I mean, it's an honor to be at the library. We have an incredible team, and really just the sky is the limit. We have been busy little bees. So, you know, we like to stay busy at the library. So that's wonderful to hear. And anything we can do to kind of serve our community in new ways, thoughtful ways.
Catherine,
that's what we're here for.
I don't want to put you on the spot. I apologize, but you and I are very similar in this. We can't take compliments. We immediately deflect as soon as somebody tries to compliment us. Immediately deflect. I love that about you. I'm the same way.
You're
calling
me out.
That's so bad, but we do appreciate it. I appreciate that note. You got a great team over there, and appreciate the work you guys are doing. I wanted to touch on the winter reading programs available. Those are coming up soon.
They are. So we love reading, obviously, at the library. That seems obvious. Now, we want to encourage everybody to read some things, to do some activities. So we do have reading challenges for all ages. People just think they're for kiddos, but I love a reading challenge. I actually do a couple just throughout the year, James. So I'm kind of reading outside of my comfort zone.
Nice.
And that's like such a good way to kind of expand your empathy for the human beings around you. So we have like an adult challenge that's basically a bingo. So you just read a bingo and then you're entered in to win some prizes, which is really exciting. The teens have a winter reading program that's starting in February, and then also our kiddos are going to be having different reading challenges as well. So we highly recommend it. They're very chill. You don't have to be kind of reading all the time, but just kind of setting yourself some time to kind of connect with the world around you is really, really thoughtful and valuable for your own, just like personal and mental health well-being.
Yeah.
But also you get prizes, James. They're so fun.
Very cool. Oh, yeah, that anybody that was on the fence immediately kind of came over on that now. Oh, yeah, you had them at prizes. That's a good idea. Yeah, it's never a bad idea. I don't think it's so bad to have a carrot in front of the rabbit. You know, to give a little bit of a little bit of a push, if you will, sometimes with this,
and often, go ahead. Often our carrots are more books we give away.
It's even better, even better. I like that. I think it's a fun program. And again, that is coming up in February.
Yeah. Well, so different ages starts at different times.
Right.
So they're going to be plastered around the library. They'll be available online. On our social media too, so you won't be able to miss it.
One of the things that we love about our library is the not only reading to kids, but in the encouragement of reading, but the things like baby story time, things like this. And this is a really nice one that is going on Tuesday mornings.
Yes, so this is a brand new story time. We recently hired a new library staff member. Her name is Claire. She's wonderful. And she is so good with babies now, James. I don't know if you realize this, but some people, myself included, can't do baby story time just because I'm too excited and I hear the baby.
Yeah.
But
I had to learn that one. Yeah,
really great. So yes, this is a traditional baby lap sit story time. So basically, stories, songs, rhymes, and then a family playtime. So the babies can play, but we're also hoping the grown-ups with the babies can have kind of a built-in community and can talk, because often when you're at home with your little ones, it can be very isolating.
Yeah.
So we're very excited to offer this both for our babies, but also for the grown-ups attached to those babies.
Mom and dad, or however the pairing may match up, are great, and it's really important to talk to your kids, and kids are listening. Obviously, their brains are sponges, but it's we have the stats and the data to prove that kids are only their brains are only expanded and able to learn more and smarter when they hear other people reading, especially people that they may not hear all the time.
Yes. And it's so important to kind of get out of the house, get to some places where, you know, it's a family place for everybody.
Yeah.
So we're very excited about that. So that's the new baby story time. And that's going to be every Tuesday at 9:30.
We're speaking with Catherine Elkhart, director of Macmillan Memorial Library. And Catherine, there's on January 25th, there's a couple of big events going on over at the library.
Yeah. Oh, we always love having lots of events. We're busy bees, as you know, James. We're going to be doing online gaming with Miss Alicia. So she's our teen librarian. So for all those teens, she has created kind of like an online gaming club. So they'll be able to play online games. So that's PlayStation or you're streaming. And then for the adults, we also have the Write Night, which is basically writers. It's a writers group basically gathering to discuss and give thoughtful critiques to others sharing their writing, so you can kind of all learn and grow together. And then that event we were talking about before with Jessica Greendeer talking about reconnecting with our food and seeding the future. And that starts at 6:30 and it goes until 7:30. On January 25th at the Fine Arts Center. So it's going to be a busy day for us.
We've touched on that. That's a great speaker, and we're really looking forward to that. And Miss Alicia is wonderful. She does such a great job over there. That online gaming is going to be a lot of fun. I encourage people to check that out. The Write Night, if I could just take a second on that, and I am a little biased on this one. I am a writer, and my daughter is a writer. She actually won an award with you guys about a year or two ago. And As somebody who I've been a writer since I was 12, and I've lived in this area a lot, about that amount of time as well. And there, I didn't know when I was a kid how abundant this area is with creatives, and how many great writers and that there are in this area. To have a hub, a place to kind of go to, not only share ideas and that, but just have some camaraderie. Just other people that know what it is like, what you were doing and what you were trying to accomplish as a writer, being able to bounce ideas off each other. One of my favorite, like, I would waste a time machine, Catherine, if I could go back in time. And I don't know if you knew this or not, but J.R.R. Tolkien and C.S. Lewis were roommates at one time.
Oh, yeah. They were close friends.
Yeah, yeah. I figure you probably knew that. To me, I can't imagine what it must have been like to be in that room, to those two bouncing ideas off each other. I got this idea. I want to, what do you think of this, man? A closet that you open, you go in, and it's a whole new world. Like, oh, that's pretty good. I got this story about these guys with little feet. They're furry. They're awesome. They're going for a ring. I'm really, really a horrible Cliff Notes version of these books. But it speaks to the idea of writers being able to share ideas with each other and the confidence that can be built off of that, the leaning on each other. So many great stories and so many great things can come up from that. It's a really nice thing that you guys offer.
Yes. I mean, it's very chill. It's very supportive. But James, you're right. I think it can be really isolating to be trying something new or to be working on your craft and just, you know, without any feedback or without any people that you can share your passion with. So that is really what we love to do, right? Mm-hmm. Make spaces for different groups that maybe wouldn't have those spaces outside of the world of the library.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Write Night is every month. It's a really dedicated group, but everybody is welcome.
Yeah. Catherine, I did want to remind everybody as well about, you know, that while we're talking books, we're talking about a lot of great things over there. There is also photography that is celebrated and supported over at the library.
Yeah, we're having a photography exhibit as of right now. We three times a year, usually, there's a call to submit some photos for a photo contest so patrons can submit their photos. The library staff frames them, and then there's an exhibit. Right now, it's pretty funny. It's silly photos.
Yeah, yeah,
it's so good. They're so cute. But yeah, it's again, like trying something new, a new hobby. It can be overwhelming, but this is a really great way to kind of put your toe in and get comfortable with something new.
It's one of those hobbies or passions that what I love about this one is nowadays almost all of our phones have incredible cameras on them. So anybody that has ever wanted to get into this world, you don't need to buy. I mean, I encourage you if you want to buy a nice camera and all that. But chances are you might have a nice one already on your phone. The pictures we're able to take and do with our phones nowadays are awesome. And embrace the funny. Embrace the fun in life, everybody. This is a great opportunity not only to, like Catherine said, dip your foot in the water, see if you like photography, see if you like sharing your photography, but have a little fun with it as well. We could all use as many laughs as we can get in the winter months.
That's exactly right.
You can see these photography, this photo collection of these photos, not only at Macmillan, but on their website, there's some of them, macmillanlibrary.org. We'll give you that again before we wrap up. Catherine, we've got a good 5-6 minutes left here. Is there anything you want to touch on we haven't had a chance to?
Yes. So we're starting a really new, cool program called 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten, James.
Mm.
Now, this is an activity for those with families, with kiddos at home, or grandparents that kind of want to help build the early literacy skills in the kiddos' lives. So basically, I think we're trying to combat that idea that reading starts at school, but kind of like you've talked about, James, it starts immediately. It starts day one. So the idea is to help your kiddo prepare for kindergarten. You can read 1,000 books together as a family. And that feels like a lot. It does. But we've broken it down to make it really easy. So basically you can come to the library, get a bookmark, pick out some books, and then every time you read a book at home, you know, in the car while you're waiting at the doctor's, you know, you scribble in a little check mark on your bookmark, and you keep track of your books that way. Hmm. It's just an easy way to encourage kind of that continuous reading at home. Just a couple of books a day will do wonders for your kiddo's development. And when you kind of get to the next level, there's like this beautiful window display at the library, so kids can put a little sticker to indicate where they are on their reading chart. And it's just kind of a way to celebrate that reading and to make sure that parents know that, you know, we're all in this together, but you definitely need to be reading at home with your kiddo to get them ready for kindergarten.
Yeah. You know, I think it's an awesome program, and I love the 1,000 books thing. What I like about that too is, hey, reach for the stars. And if you don't hit 1,000, mm-hmm. what's the side
exactly.
effect? What's the negative side effect of that? Oh, no, you read a lot of books. You know, there's no downside yeah. to that. And if you do accomplish yeah. it, woo, that's going to be a good feeling yeah. going into the, you know, good in the grade school and all that.
Yeah, well, and it sounds like a lot, but that's not even three books a day.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
So over 5 years, you can get that easy. And people are always worried, like, oh, you know, we read the same book 6 times a day. Like, does that count? Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kiddos' brains need that, like, rhythm and routine and, you know, making those patterns of pathways.
Yeah.
That's, to really start connect. Yeah, you know.
I love the way you worded that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Our brains love routine, and no more, especially when we're young. And even our, if yeah. you are reading them the same book, one of the things I know we didn't have with my kids, we didn't have a whole lot of books. So, you know, and like any kids, even if you got 1,000 of them, they got stories that they really
yeah.
like. When I would redo yeah. those stories, I just changed the voices a little bit sometimes or
yeah.
That kind of thing. You can always spice things up a little bit and have some fun
exactly.
with it.
Exactly. Well, and there's picture books at the library with no words. So people are like, what do we do with those? But again, like, really what's important is the kiddo and the grown-up interacting over that material, right? Like pointing
yeah.
out, oh, can you find the fire truck? You know, what does the animal, you know, here's a cow, what does the animal say? And just kind of those conversations, that loving connection is really what we're trying to foster here.
And the Winter Book Bingo of 2024, that is coming up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the Adult Winter Challenge.
Right, right, right. And that's so just again, that's the name of it, just to put that out there again. And where, if you want to find out information about it on the website, where you can find it.
So you can find that. It's going to be posted on that front page. There's going to be box down where, like, all the different little resources mm-hmm. that we have, but you'll also be able to get it at the information desk, the one upstairs.
Excellent. Catherine,
yeah.
We love talking with you. We got to get you back a lot sooner this time,
yes,
next time. It's been too long.
I missed you guys.
I really missed you too. If people have follow-up questions, want to know more, how can they get in touch with you?
You can always call me at the library at 715-422-5136. You can stop by. I love chatting with humans. I'm even thinking about creating like a little office hours, like Kringle
Ooh,
with
yeah.
Catherine or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
so people
like
could
that.
Just like talk to me. Yeah, I think it'd be fun. I miss talking to people. So calm down, come to the library. You can always email us at ask@mcmillan.org or, you know, we have social media, we have a mm-hmm. website. We try and make it easy for everybody.
I think you do a good job of that. Be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great follow, great way to keep up with your community. Our library is our hub. Be sure to take advantage of that and to share information with the library as well, so that we can
yeah.
keep, you know, we can reach as many people as we can with our information and things that are important in our community. We love talking with you, Catherine. Thanks so much for the time. You have a safe,
yeah.
fun weekend.
You too, James.
We'll talk soon. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.